This is a Chicken Man production. Yo,
what's poppin'?
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the In General Podcast with your host, Ty and Demi.
Hope y'all staying blessed. Hope y'all living out there. Hope y'all enjoying the beginnings of your summer.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to all my 9-to-5ers out there getting that extra day off on Monday.
Absolutely.
There's nothing better, man, than getting that extra day off, man.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we all hate that feeling come Sunday, like, damn.
Then you get that Monday. Shout out tomorrow's to everybody who Monday, serves. Man. Shout out to all the veterans. Shout out to all the active duty men, people out there serving the country.
Yeah, man. Glad to be back, y'all. Sorry for the no episode earlier this week. Just some scheduling conflicts like we put on the Twitter page.
Yeah.
But we're back. We're here with another episode with y'all. Trying to actually get this done in 1:15, hopefully.
Kill y'all with the 2 hours. Like, we cut it, but 2 hours like last week.
We're actually going to a brunch for Remy's groomsmen because Ty and I will be part of his groomsmen for his wedding. So, you know, that's pretty dope, man. I'm excited for that.
Is this your first time being a groomsman?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So this is pretty dope, man.
It's a fun experience.
It's exciting.
I've been a groomsman once, but that was like a family wedding, though. So it's probably a little bit different.
Yeah, this is with your boys now. So
yeah, this is going to be wild.
It's a different ball game.
It should be fun.
I'm definitely pumped for that, man. So we're going to be heading out for that shortly. So we definitely wanted to get to y'all for we hit Sunday and there's not another episode. but yeah, man. Ty, how you been doing, man? How's life been treating you?
You know, cars, I hate cars.
Yeah.
But aside from cars, man, life is good, man. It's just school Monday through Friday, Saturday research. Saturday is a big research day, but we do some research on Tuesdays and Thursdays too. So just kind of getting stuff done, trying to set some stuff up for the fall next summer. For the fall next full semester. Trying to create some programs up at Georgia State, trying to create some diversity programs and stuff up there. So
yeah,
I don't know, just busy paperwork, school, regular stuff, nothing serious. What's your life been like?
Nothing major, man. I'm trying to think of anything big that's happened within the last 2 weeks or so, but nothing off the top of my head. Honestly, just trying to get shit done as a father, as a creative person, all that stuff. Trying to balance out life, you know, same old, same old.
Has Jasmine gone more or about the same amount?
It's about the same amount. Yeah. It's usually the weekend, which is always the worst time. Like, I'd rather you have your days off on the weekends just so that allows us more times to see each other. So it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks now because I can't even call her whenever.
Yeah, she's been there.
Because it's like, yeah. So
and I saw she was
weird.
She was in Canada.
Yeah, she was in Toronto yesterday.
Yeah.
And which is cool, like, cause, you know, you never know we're going to pop up.
Right.
But it just sucks because, you know, usually I call her after work or whatever, but now it's like, you know, I might not be able to because you could be flying.
Yeah.
So just trying to get used to that. The house has been a little lonely. but I mean, I just getting adapting to that lifestyle because this is what, month one or month two, really? So it's still new to us. Still processing it.
How many days a week do you see each other?
It's
kind of changed a little bit.
At least 3 to 4 days out of the week. It just kind of depends on her schedule. So, like, she was off for 2 days. And then, excuse me. So she was off for 2 days, and then she'll work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, off the day, and then 2 8-days. I think she works till Tuesday. She might be 3 8-days. So some days she might have 3 days off, some days she might have 2 days, and then one off randomly. So it just kind of depends, man. But, you know, we're adjusting. But it has its downsides, but, I mean, it's still a dope job. Like, it's still cool.
It's a good opportunity.
So I'm not doing mad about it, man. But yeah, man. So we're actually going to start the podcast off with what are you listening to? We didn't have a topic for Generally Speaking this week, but we'll be back on that for the next episode. And there's a lot of music that dropped this week. So we're listening to a lot of music this week, man. Honestly, I don't even know where to start, Ty. I might have to let you start it off because I was on everything, man. I listened to a lot of stuff.
So, wait, you were listening to a lot of new stuff?
Or a lot of new stuff, in for general? Sure. A lot of new stuff, for sure.
Let me see. Let me go to my... Recently, what I added to my playlist.
Or do you want me to start it off? Because I can start it off if I need to.
Oh, no, you don't have to. Oh, okay, here we go. All right, so obviously, probably the biggest thing that everybody's probably listening to is the DJ Khaled album. I thought this was, you know, despite what most people are saying, I thought this was a pretty solid album. I've been saying, honestly, it's hard for, I think it's hard for DJ Khaled to drop something that's not that good, especially because it's pretty much like you're taking all the heavy hitters and just having to make a hit after hit after hit. So it's going to be an album full of hits. Mm-hmm. But I'll be higher. It's going to stand out. Nipsey Hussle, dope video, dope song. Perfect. John Legend is perfect on it. Weather the Storm. I think it's dope. Hope I don't start playing. Oh, shit. I knew it was going to start playing. Weather the Storm with Meek Mill and Lil Baby. I think Lil Baby was a little unnecessary in the song. But I always mess with Meek Mill. And then you got the songs that were already hits, like No Brainer and Top Off with Jay-Z, Beyonce, No Brainer with Justin Bieber. Honestly, I was never completely, not that I wasn't completely sold on Big Sean, but I was always like, he was just one of those guys. Yeah, he was like in the top echelon of rappers or whatever, but it was like he wasn't my guy or nothing like that. Listening to Thank You, for some reason, it made me start thinking about like how he was rapping and things like that. And then I went into like a Big Sean damn spiral on Apple Music. Cause, you know, on Apple Music, they give you like essentials, whatever essentials, and then you can go down. So I just listened to Big Sean essentials. Big Sean has a lot of hits, dog. Like, he has a lot of hits.
I've been trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all be asleep. As fuck on Sean. Like, y'all be...
Sean got lyrics.
Y'all be like, stupid sleep, bro. Yeah,
like, his flow is his flow is very creative.
Like...
Lyrics, dope. Yeah, I don't know why he's not, like... I mean, I don't even know that he isn't, but, like, one of the top guys. Like, I feel like people don't put him in, like, the top...
He should be in top five, no question.
Top five?
Like, right now. Not of all time.
Oh.
But I'm telling you, like, in the current rap game.
I could see that. Before I was listening to listen, I probably wouldn't say. But, yeah, like, he'd be spitting.
Mm-hmm.
More than a lot of you guys spitting. Matter, that brings me. I was listening to that song with, it was Young Thug, J. Cole.
And Travis, the London.
London. I really don't understand Young Thug's. I mean, I got it in the beginning. It was a gimmick. It was cool. Lifestyle. That was all right. But this song did not need... It's Young Thug's song, correct?
It is Young Thug's song.
That song did not need Young Thug at all. Yeah. Travis was cool in the beginning for the little bop, whatever. And then J. Cole just destroyed it. Like, all you really needed was J. Cole on that song, I promise you.
I was going to talk about that later on, but to go on that, I think Thug should have went on first if Cole was going to just shit on you like that. Like,
yeah. Oh, he Cole, destroyed
Cole like, just destroyed came and just him. Just literally went crazy on it. Like, it didn't even make any sense. Like, you can't really go after that at that point. Like, what can Thug say at that point?
Yeah. So nothing. I mean,
I definitely think Thug should have went on there first because, like, dog, after a verse like that. Honestly, Cole should have just took that song and just threw another verse on it and called it a day.
I don't see why. What and you know what catches me about Cole? Like, obviously, everybody was talking about how Cole is like the boring rapper, blah blah blah. Like, he's always spitting like real, what do you call it? Like, not not catchy stuff and all this stuff. Niggas saying rapping about civil rights. It's like Martin Luther King as a rapper, dog. Oh, God. But the fact that he said, I can make the switch and then start rapping about the stuff like that everybody else is rapping about but make it hard. Come on, like, it just shows you he could rap about anything and be better than the people that usually rap about that type of stuff.
Honestly, I'm going to say this right now, and I know this is going to get mixed emotions, but I think Cole is running the rap game right now.
Cole is running the rap game?
Let's think about it right now. Since the beginning of 2018, he's been on probably like 8 to 10 different features. So he was on Bablo Boat with Royce da 5'9". Mm-hmm. He was on Pretty Little Fears with Black. He was on Out of Sight, Out of Mind with J-Rock. He was on, what's that song with Moneybagg? Yo, I forgot the name of it. But he had a song with Moneybagg. Then he was on Offset's album, How Did I Get Here?
Yeah.
He was on 21's a lot. Now he's got a song with Thug and Travis.
And then he produced the Thug Project? Or something like that. I want to say he produced Young Thug's new project.
Producing his current upcoming album.
Okay.
And then he just dropped this song with Ty Dolla $ign. So that's 8 right there, bro. And then he dropped Middle Child earlier this year, which is the only song that's gone double platinum in 2019.
Did Middle Child dropped in 2019?
Yes, it did.
Jesus. Yeah, that was Middle Child is one of the hardest songs of the year, honestly.
So that's 9 songs in the course of maybe a year, up to a year.
But it's kind of like, okay, are you saying he's running 2019 right now?
Or then
running...
and Shea Butter Baby.
Oh yeah, ooh, oh, I listen to Ari Lennox album too. Jesus.
Oh yeah, we gonna get on that for sure.
Oh God,
so that's 10 features or 10 songs that he's been on in the past year. Come on now. Cole has
I had this conversation with Kaisa. I asked her. I forget what I was looking at. I think I was looking at the Drake Raptors thing or whatever. And I was thinking, and I asked her, I was like, she's a big Drake fan. And I was like, do you think Drake is still the number one guy in rap right now? Like, obviously he has records and all that type of stuff, and all time he's going to be on the list, but right now, do you think he's the top guy? She said yeah.
And then I think
people were just
off
gonna
these with J.I.D.
yeah,
bruh,
that was cool. Was bro. That this year too?
And then Tribe with Boss, I Think I Made It.
Oh yeah. Is that what it's called, Tribe?
Yes. So that's 12 right there. Come on, bro. Stop playing with
me,
man.
Yeah, this year he's going up. But I think that's because he was in hiding for so long, too.
Yeah.
Is all this stuff coming out of those, well, at least some of it, it's coming out of those, he had the open studio calls or whatever.
That wasn't even Revenge of the Dreamers type shit. And that's what I'm saying. There's still more to come this year, bro.
Yeah, he probably got verses out that ass.
I think he has a song with Drake and Nudie as well. Like, dog. At this point, you're just a hater. You're just a hater.
I think
if you're not fucking with Cole, man.
I think J. Cole is like, I mean, between J. Cole and Drake, I think Kendrick is slowly getting pushed out of the conversation. Not as far as the skill. People know his skill, but like, what has he done of stuff? Like, what has he done recently?
I won't even say Kendrick is out yet, because
he's out of 1-2 conversation.
If he dropped a project right now, everybody is back on him right now.
What's the biggest thing he dropped recently?
Black Panther album last year.
And I mean, I like Kendrick, don't get me wrong, but I think that nowadays it's always about what are you doing for me now?
Yeah,
what have
absolutely.
You done recently? So it's like Drake is, even if he doesn't drop music, he's going to put his name is going to be
He's going to be making his name made through other means.
Anything, yeah.
And I don't know if we can really count that, just because that's more on the celebrity side, like what we talk about later on, like his antics with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't count that, because that doesn't do anything for the music game, you know. But what Cole has done, it's over 10 songs that he's been involved with that is straight fire. Like, you can't say any of them songs is really ass, honestly. Like, they're really, he did what he needed
to do.
Yeah,
he doesn't put out bad verses.
You know?
Like, I don't know really, I can't really picture a bad Cole verse.
So, I just felt like, you know, when he said, I'm the greatest right now, and Middle Child, like, he really meant that shit. Yeah, like, he is literally just taking the game right now and just and running with it. Like,
he's smart too. I think he resonates better with people as far as like mainstream wise. He resonates better off of features than his own project. Mm-hmm. Like, I like KOD, but I know KOD wasn't, you know, like my little sister not listening to KOD.
Yeah,
but she gonna but listen she might to listen a lot. To London, yeah, she gonna listen to a lot. She gonna listen to London. Yeah. She'll be like, oh, well, 21 Savage. She be like, oh, who is this dude is actually spitting bars.
Yeah,
there's somebody else actually spitting bars.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he this is a smart move. If he just rides 2019 out how he started. Yeah, I can see him being the number one guy of the year for sure.
If he drops a song with Drake. I think he really can't say nothing at that point. And out-raps Drake. I think it's going to happen.
Which he probably will, but people... I think it's going to happen. You got to overcome the people riding Drake nuts from the jump.
Oh, yeah. Because people the automatically... Drake fans are going to try to convince you that Drake went harder.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Like, come on, bro. So you just got to be that much fire to him that it's like, it's not... You sound silly debating it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is entirely possible. I mean, yeah. I think J. Cole's a way better lyricist.
Absolutely. And I know we just went totally one side. we took a whole left. So I do want to bring us back to DJ Khaled's new album because mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. And I really feel like I did enjoy it more than I did Grateful because I feel like Grateful had bigger hits.
Let me pull up
like Grateful. Wild Thoughts, I'm the One.
Oh, that was that. Okay, yeah. Oh, that was a good album.
But looking at it now... Like, okay, I did listen to the Max. Shining was cool. I think On Everything. Oh, yeah, I fuck with On Everything. But then after that, it's just kind of like...
Wild Thoughts, yeah.
I don't really know. Oh, well, I did fuck with Down for Life. I can't even cap.
This is a lot of songs. 23 songs?
I did fuck with Major Bag Alert. I don't think I really fuck with,
He had a lot of Future on here.
There was a lot of songs on there. A lot of filler songs. I think there were less filler songs on Father of Side. Father of Side had 15 songs, so that's 7 less songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more content, because looking at Father of Side, I enjoyed Wish, I enjoyed Jealous. I enjoyed You Stay. You Stay actually might be my favorite song on there right now. Okay. Celebrate.
I can feel that.
Higher. Won't Take My Soul. I Fuck With Weather the Storm. I actually like Big Boy Tiger.
I actually like Jealous, too.
How I feel. I don't really count Top Off, and I really don't count No Brainer just because
they were already
those
hits.
Were, like, been released, you know. It wasn't new.
Yeah.
And then I fuck with Thank You.
Yeah.
So that's 8 out of... I fuck with over half of the album. As opposed to Grateful, I only really listen to the Max, Wild Thoughts, I'm the One, On Everything, It's Secured. Don't Quit. Oh, yeah, I fuck with Don't Quit. That was my jam. Down for Life, Major Bag Alert. So that's 7 out of 23 songs. So, I mean, in total, I fuck with about the same amount of songs, but the whole project, I fucked with Father of Side more than Grateful.
I can feel that. So, yeah, it's more concentrated, more...
That I think that's what happens when you put quality songs on there. Let's don't mm-hmm. throw everything on there, but...
And I think, too, I mean, like I said, I think Grateful had a lot of Future on it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, man, Future is just like one of those filler rappers. Like, he can be on a song, he'll sound okay. He'll sound the same.
Every song will sound the same. I think Future's already done everything he could to solidify his status in the game.
Yeah, it's a spot for him. He's done a lot. There's a spot for him, for sure. He's
done a lot.
But he's not, you know, he's not top nothing.
Yeah, I don't think he has done anything revolutionary in the past year or so. Because even when he dropped the Wizard, album, or this, like, that was Buns. In one ear, out the other. Like, it didn't really have any replay value.
Yeah, you don't hear anybody talking about that ever.
So it's just like, Future, I think he's paved his way. But I think now he's just kind of been, I don't want to say complacent, but just kind of been consistently at the same area.
And his situation is bigger than him, too. It's the whole Sierra and all that stuff. I feel like the whole persona of him being, like, this toxic masculinity guy has overrun everything he's done as far as, like, music.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, okay, we get it. Like, you are where you are. You've done the music that you've done. You know, you made March Madness. You made these anthems. But, you know, we're not seeing you as one of the top 10 guys. Yeah,
we haven't got a like March Madness anthem in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know if that's just where the game is now. But yeah. I think that's everything I wanted to talk about in the Khaled album. I think it was good overall. Like I said, I enjoyed over half of the album. So yeah, next, what else was I listening to? I was also listening to Megan's album.
I already heard the Meg and the Baby song.
Dog, what's wrong with you?
Why haven't you listened to the whole album? I don't know. What is it called? Fever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very,
I like how she spits. Dog, she very spits. Very
Pam Grier-ish for the album cover. Like,
you said it's very what?
Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
Yeah. Like Foxy Brown type vibes. I think you should listen to the album. I think you will enjoy it. I will say there are parts of the album that you might not really agree with. It's more for the women.
It's some City Girls type stuff.
Low key. Because you know how kind of like, well, Cardi B, and I don't want to compare the two, but like Cardi B kind of makes music for everybody, but she still has a ratchet shit. I feel like Megan is catering more to the women. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Like, that's totally fine. But it's easier for me to connect on a Cardi album than it would be the Megan. And that's not taking anything away from her, because I still think it's a great album. Like, she went hard on Real Love. Like, that was a dope-ass intro. Cash Shit with the Baby. Because, I mean, she put, like, you know, male features on here.
Right.
So, you know, there is a way to connect to that. But, like, you know, Shake That, like, I can't. No. I just know that's not for me, dog. That's totally cool,
it is what
man.
It is.
That's totally cool. But I definitely think it's dope. I'm glad. I think her album was, like, number 9 on the Billboard 200. So that's dope.
That's solid.
I'm glad she's getting a lot of love, because
for the debut album,
she's been making some noise for a good minute now. So it's good to see the social media love is actually transitioning into album listens and whatnot. So shout out to Megan. I definitely think she's doing a good thing. I definitely think she's going the right way and whatnot. I did want to mention, though,
she had 2 albums.
Did you see the video of Megan getting interviewed and the guy brought up her mother during the interview?
Was that her?
That was Megan.
And he didn't do his research. Or yeah, he was like, "Did she be with you all the time? Did she pass?"
Yeah, she did pass.
And the guy was like,
"Yeah, I did see that." He was asking the question as if she was still alive and whatnot. And I was just like, wow, this is really awkward, man.
Ooh.
Like, that's so I felt all the secondhand embarrassment from watching that video. I don't think I even finished it, because I was like, dog, that's so embarrassing.
I couldn't tell that was her. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, dog, like, that was really, really bad, bro. And it's kind of hard for me to say, like, how do you not do your research? Because I feel like everybody saw that, like, online. Or maybe he's not on social media as much, but, you know,
that's a very awkward question. Like,
I feel like asking about parents is kind of a common thing. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like, you know, that might be something.
Well, it's not, not an awkward question, I'm sorry, but an awkward situation. Because that's like, you go to the playground yard and everybody joning. You joined on one dude talking about your mom's so fat, blah, blah. Yeah, like, wow, dog. My mom died last week. Like, like that's the type of awkwardness it is.
Dude, that was, I felt so bad for Megan. I really did, because I know that's still recent as fuck. Like, I'm sure that still hurts her soul.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I was like, damn, dude, you really blew it, man.
Yeah.
You really fucking blew it, bro. I can't even cap. So, I'm happy for Megan for that sense. Like, I definitely am proud of her success just because I know losing her mom is definitely hard. And she still, I guess she would still consider this year one officially. I mean, she's been getting buzz, but like, this is like her first album after the buzz.
Yeah, this is like big. Everybody knows her now.
You know, I just wish nothing but success for Megan.
Honestly. Young black woman, and she, you know, one of the first things I ever saw about her is that she was talking about going to, somebody asked her if she was ashamed about going to college or something, or being in college. Oh, it was DJ Vlad. Mm-hmm. He was like, do you feel some type of way that you went to college and graduated from college? Or I think she graduated, but whatever. And she was like, no, why would I feel like bad about going? He was like, yeah, you know, it's just not the persona, like rappers, and you don't think. And I was sitting there like, what are we talking about here? Like, she's a college educated girl, and she obviously used her knowledge to create what she is now, the business that she is now.
Yo, people, so I think that's the weirdest that college thing. People can definitely be ratchet like that, especially college women.
Easily,
like they're pretty good at balancing that out. Like I don't understand how that is an issue, because where do you think your audience is? Like you don't think your audience is educated? Like,
and part of me wants to believe that even some of the most people that seem the most out there or the most like uneducated rappers or whatever, gotta have a little bit of sense. Mm-hmm. To where you can't be that big of a star and just be oblivious to everything. Mm-hmm. Like somebody like a 6ix9ine or something like that. Like something says to me, like there's some part, or Kodak Black is a great example. Something says to me that he has to have at least enough smarts to know that he can hone in on the gimmicks and all that stuff to make money.
Yeah,
like. So that there has to be a piece of people in college or people who are rappers that are like, you know, these people are intelligent in some capacity. It's not like these people are just complete dimwits or something like that.
Yeah.
At least I would like to think that. I don't know.
I just think that's a dumb question to ask somebody. Like, how does having a college education affect you being a rapper? Like,
yeah. Let me make sure it was DJ Vlad, though. But I'm pretty sure it was DJ Vlad.
Like, I mean, that also goes to show you how real Megan is, because she still went to college and still was about her shit. Like,
oh yeah,
that didn't stop nothing.
That's super dope.
You know, I don't know if she's already graduated or already if she's still in college, but, and I also will say too, Megan is very mature for her age, because I definitely thought she was older than me. I didn't think she was in college, like when they started showing pictures of her, like still in college, I was just like, "What? Are these old or is this new? Like, what's up?" But yeah, I definitely thought she was older than us. I was very surprised about that.
That's the same thing I think about, like Cardi B. Like, she's really 23. Yeah, like
Cardi's
like
our age. I think she's like 24, 25.
Yeah, like directly our age.
Yeah, which is, it's crazy, dog. I'd be like, damn, bro, did I make the right moves? So, yeah, I'm sure everybody is listening to Fever except Ty. So, if you haven't already, I would definitely say check it out. It's definitely worth listening to. Definitely some songs for the guys, too, if you haven't heard as well. I want to bring up Ari Lennox, because I was definitely riding to her album this week and last week as well. I think it actually dropped last week. Mm-hmm. Shea Butter Baby, great album. Top to bottom, I can literally just play from Chicago Boy and let it run all the way down to, I believe, Static is the last song. Just a great album. And I think what I love about this album so much is how it's so raw and unfiltered, which also kind of goes back into the whole Shea Butter Baby theme, or the whole album of it, of just how... Maybe I went a little too deep on that. I almost went down a rabbit hole. Because, you know, like raw Shea Butter, and then like I feel hot. Anyways, never mind. Forget it. But I just think it's so raw just because I feel like she really was getting very personal on the album. Like, yeah. Especially when you go to new apartment and, it, you know, she's talking about just doing whatever she wants in her apartment. I might not get cable. I might read a book. Yeah, I got some dishes. In the sink, you know, I just got out the shower. Yeah, the floor is wet. Like it's my new apartment. Like, you know, I just upgraded my shit type of themes or whatever. I just feel like that was really cool. I don't know. I just feel like that hasn't been that. I'm trying to find the right word for it, but that authentic and genuine, like really just like putting yourself out there mm-hmm. type stuff. Like I really felt that. I think my favorite songs on there currently are BMO for and sure. Up BMO. Late. God,
such a good song.
I fuck with Whipped Cream. Of course, I fuck with New Apartment. I think that's like the sleeper song on the album. Everything is just, it just goes so good. The snippets in between, I think makes it more genuine as well, more raw. Have you eaten garganzo beans?
No. I know what they look like and everything, but no, I've not eaten them.
Yeah, I don't even know what they look like, but I've...
They look like a...
But every time, I think after BMO, like that little skit, like I'm always like, dog, what the fuck? Like, who really eats garganzo beans? Like, I just...
They almost look like pinto beans.
Are they good? These things. No, you haven't had them.
I haven't eaten them, no. I've just seen them. No, I would not.
And Broke. Guy. I'm tripping. I love Broke. That's another great song on the album.
Broke with Jaddy?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That, I think, was the... I mean, Shea Butter Baby is just... You know, it is what it is. But Broke and Whipped Cream, too, was both, like, really
good. And I've been. I fuck with I've been. It's just a great album, man. Like, I'm proud of Ari because she did a really great job on this album. I really want to go see her on tour now. I believe the Atlanta date might be sold out, but I'm hoping, like, you know, the last 2 weeks before she gets to Atlanta, people start selling their tickets, you know, because some people can't make it, something will pop up.
Yeah.
But I would really love to go to a concert because I believe she can sing really good live from videos I've seen. And
she seems like a true artist. I mean, she seems like a very genuine artist.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll be watching some of her IG live sometimes, and I think that's probably what adds to the unfiltered, raw vibes that I kind of get from her because you literally see how she is on a regular, and like she's really a regular ass person.
Yeah.
Which is really dope. That's the dopest part about it.
Everybody's saying, I don't
think she's putting up a gimmick.
Everybody's saying she's kind of like the new Erica.
But this is why I hate Apple Music, because when I just try to go through shit, like, you know, like, I'm not trying to click on the song, but then it's clicking on the song. I was like, bitch. Stop fucking embarrassing me, man. Damn. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I love the hair type chart on her in her album.
Oh, yeah, that was smooth. That was real smooth. I fuck with that. Just adding on to that Shea Butter theme, man. It's real, real cool. I do want to go back and listen to Foe, her album that she dropped in 2016. Because I didn't listen to it, and I don't remember how I really started listening to Ari. Like, I don't know how I started getting into her.
I was from Shea Butter Baby, because it was on Creed 2.
But I feel like I started hearing about her before that. But anyway, oh shit, she's from Washington, D.C.? I did not know that. That's crazy.
Excuse me.
Either way, if you haven't listened to Shea Butter Baby, I feel like we say that after every song, album we talk about.
If you haven't listened to it, yeah.
But I wouldn't say that if I don't think you should listen. You should listen to anything that we mention on the podcast. To us
telling you to listen to this.
Yeah.
This is a great album.
Please check it out already.
Yeah, if you like anything, Sade, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, that type of vibe, Raphael Sadiq type thing, check out Ari Lennox. You'll like it.
Did you listen to Tyler's new album?
No. Well, my brother was playing it in the house, and I kind of heard it in the background and stuff. But no, I haven't heard it straight through. It's called Igor, right?
Yeah, I listened to it, and I just want to say, first and foremost, I'm not a Tyler fan. No.
You have like any? See, I used to be a big Odd Future fan, too.
Nah, like when Odd Future was like in their bag back in the day, the only person I really rocked with was Frank. And then I also fuck with...
You like Earl?
I didn't really rock with Earl like that. I didn't really catch on to him. Mm-hmm. And I fuck with Sid.
I still rock with Sid, yeah.
So...
Sid, kid.
Tyler, I just couldn't really get into. I just think he was too out there for me.
Yeah.
But I did listen to this album. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't wowed by it.
Is it kind of what you would expect from Tyler? Like, is it the...
I don't know what to expect from Tyler because I don't listen to Tyler's music.
He's very,
the only song from him I really listened to was his Lemonade remix that he did way back in the day.
Yeah.
But actual body of work, I haven't really listened to anything like that.
I feel like Tyler popped off around when, after Yonkers...
Yeah.
One where he hung himself and all that stuff. And then after that, I feel like people started listening to him or people just was like, I'm never listening to what this guy says ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I
you kind of make a statement when you hang yourself in your like first music video.
That was big. That was like...
And then like he ate a cockroach in there too. And I was just like...
But you know what it did? It made me go and listen to some of the music. And the whole crew just had some art. They got a song called Oldies, and it's kind of like their version of like a ASAP Mob, Everybody Raps type of song or something like that. Like One Train, like everybody just got a verse. Even people who really don't rap in the group, and like that is one of the top Future songs, I think, in my opinion, because you just get to feel everybody's personality through the song.
Yeah,
which I think is dope.
I did want to give it a chance because I did see some people talk about it. Even Offset was like praising the album, so I should have listening to it. I guess I can give it a listen, but I just feel like it's good background music. Like, you know, if I'm cleaning the house one day and I needed to just throw something on.
Yeah, Tyler's a weird, like, as far as, like, creative, like, music-wise. Because I know he puts a lot of, like, he'll just randomly have, like, a ballad in the middle of his stuff and, like, you know, it'd be a slow song mixed with fast song, and some of the lyrics are a little weird. So, it can be kind of weird sometimes. I know with Tyler.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So yeah, that's pretty much my thoughts on that. Like, I really didn't get anything out of the album. You know, at least I listened to it. I tried, y'all. It wasn't for me. Like, for me. Chance dropped an album. He didn't drop an album. I'm sorry, y'all. He dropped a new song. I wish I knew the name of it, but it's, you know, Chance really hurts me because I used to really love Chance. Like, I used to really love Chance's
Cross
music.
Me with Ed Sheeran?
Nah, bro. It definitely wasn't no goddamn song with Ed Sheeran. It was
PNB Rock and Ed Sheeran. What?
It was Groceries. This song.
Oh, I know this beat.
Well, you don't know it because it's a new
song,
nigga.
I
don't
know the song. I know the beat. Is this Chance?
This is not Chance.
No, but this is a Chance song.
This is a Chance song.
Don't sound like a
I mean, it's cool.
It sounds like a Playboy Cardi or something like that.
I mean, it's cool, but, you know, it's just not that ass a rap. Yeah. And maybe that's just me being married to one album of his. But I just feel like
you don't like Coloring Book?
Coloring Book was okay, but not like... Oh,
Coloring
my God.
Book is an acid rap, but Coloring Book is good, though.
It was all right, man.
I didn't like the Socks album with the Donnie the Trumpet or whatever.
Yeah.
Nah, I did not rock with that.
Yeah, I said, nah, dog, you going too far
too
away from me,
bro.
Dog.
I mean, that's for you. That's the
Yeah, that's for, thing. Like, the hardcore fans, dog. But that grocery song, it didn't do anything for me. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't get anything from it. Like, you know, I'm totally good without it. Like, if he didn't drop that, I would have been okay.
Well, that must be his single. He got an album coming out in July, so that might be the single for the album.
I'm gonna still check it out though. I might actually like the album. I just might not like this one song. It's not like I didn't like it. It just, all right, cool.
And honestly, the exact reason why he probably picked that song as a single is because just like you started dancing in the beginning, I see he has this like contest.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
That's like an easy song to dance to. It's an easy song to get popular and make a contest about.
That's facts. That's facts.
They'll
That's facts.
Pay for your groceries through the summer. What?
Dude, and I do fuck with that. There is some good out of the song. So I like the marketing behind it, the strategic marketing. That was really cool. So shout out to Chance for that. But yeah. And then last thing I was pretty much listening to was Cole, like I said, the London. The song he had with Ty Dolla $ign was really dope. I don't know what we did to deserve two Cole features in 1 week, but I'm glad it happened. I want to see more of this, Cole. So don't stop, man. Purple Emoji. There we go.
Purple Emoji.
Mm-hmm. That was a vibe. I really rocked with that song. I really rocked with the London, man. It was all freaking amazing, Cole. Round of applause for J. Cole, man. Just gotta give a round of applause for J. Cole, man.
Just finish out 2019 like he started. He might win this whole thing. He might be the best rapper 2019.
For real, man. For real. Alright, so time to go to some pop culture stuff. And today, I do want to get semi-serious because there's been a lot of stuff going on in the news, especially going on with my females out there, and I definitely wanted to bring attention to these abortion bills that have been going on in Georgia and Alabama specifically. I know it won't take effect until 2020, but basically, they're banning any abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is very, 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 very early in the pregnancy. I think we didn't find out about Nova until 4 to 6 weeks. And that's, you know, it goes back to whole reason why people are losing their minds about this.
Think about it. It's 2 weeks after a missed period. That's 2 weeks after some people realize they missed their period.
Like, dog, that's crazy to me,
like,
bro.
Come on.
That's crazy to me. And they also mentioned that, like, if you go out of state to get an abortion, or if anybody helps you or conspires to get the abortion, like, that you can actually face...
The most ridiculous thing I've ever...
Like, you can actually face time for that.
Yeah,
and I'm just
doctor,
now.
The doctor could get life.
I'm just now seeing that Missouri signed a bill that bans abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy, and it does not include exceptions for rape or incest.
Yeah, I'm reading.
So,
right here.
Honestly, this whole situation is just really showing true credibility. I mean, it is and it isn't, because we knew that these people already fucked up. We knew this is how they felt before, but now they got it in paper. Now it's really an issue because the shit is getting passed, and it's getting passed very quickly. Like, I wouldn't have thought that 3 states in the past 2 weeks would be creating these abortion laws.
Oh, it's more than three. Ohio signed a signed one, and I think Mississippi as well.
That's crazy, bro. And sheesh. It goes back to especially what we've been seeing, like, men should not be allowed to make decisions on women's rights. Like, we cannot conceive a child, so why are we the judge on deciding what a woman does with their body? Like, I don't understand. We will never be able to understand that feeling. You alright, bro?
Yeah. She was scared. She terrified me.
We will never go through that. We will never experience that. And the fact that we're telling somebody they cannot not have a kid, is insane to me. There's no way anybody can explain this to me for it to make sense.
Yeah.
There's no way, bro.
Well, the thing I see, the craziest thing about it is, okay, the law is not that everybody has to have an abortion, right? So the law as it stands or whatever is that people have a choice to either have a baby or have an abortion. Mm-hmm. You can get an abortion at 6 weeks if you would like. You can get an abortion at 5 weeks, whatever you want to do. And you can also keep it. I don't see the point in making a law mandating that people cannot have, or mandating the fact that somebody cannot have an abortion after 6 weeks, because it's not like people don't have the choice. Mm-hmm. What is the point in making a law saying that you can't do something when, there's just a lot, it's illogical, it's unethical, one, unconstitutional, two, because I don't know if you saw, I forget who said it, but somebody made a good point, is like, gambling is illegal in Hawaii, but gambling is legal in Las Vegas. If you live in Hawaii and go to gamble in Las Vegas and then come back with the money that you earn back to Hawaii, they don't arrest you for gambling.
Yeah.
So why, if abortions are illegal in Georgia, if you go to Seattle and get an abortion and then come back, why is it that now they can enforce something that's out of their jurisdiction?
And then also, too, how are they going to know I'm pregnant?
I don't, well, the way, I don't know, any way I can see it is when you get the abortion in Seattle, you are going to come up as a resident. Your ID, so you're a resident of Georgia. So being a resident of Georgia.
Oh, so they'll flag it, basically.
Probably. But you see what Seattle did? I think it was Seattle.
I thought it was Colorado.
Was it Colorado?
Colorado
abortions, like, free.
Yeah. And round of applause for my niggas in Colorado doing the right thing, man. Look, Colorado's making a huge statement right now, man. They already legalized weed over there. Legalizing abortions.
Mushrooms.
They legalized mushrooms, man.
Or
y'all making it hard for me to not move over there, man. No, some real. Like, y'all with the shits in Colorado. For real.
But just doesn't make sense, though. Like, what is the point in taking away the choice of someone? Like, someone has the choice. I don't know. I don't understand it. But that's just me.
I don't understand it either. And I hope that we're able to reverse these decisions. I'm not really sure how it comes to bills and stuff like that. All of that is foreign to me. But it's just wild to me, man. I just hope this is a wake-up call for people who still don't think elections are not a serious matter. Because this is, hello, this happens because you put the wrong people in power. The wrong people in power get that power, bad things happen to us.
Yeah.
So again,
just logical things, man. If somebody gets raped, what do you expect? Like, that's not a situation that takes that much brain power to think about.
And even get raped, they don't even, have a baby, even not even it doesn't even have to be rape. It's just the fact of the woman choosing whether they want to have a baby or not.
Absolutely.
They have that fact. It's something inside of them. It's not inside of you. Like, you know, it always comes back to, I'll never understand why people get upset at things that don't affect them. Like, for example, homosexuality. Mm-hmm. That doesn't affect me. It will never affect me. Point blank, period. So why would I go out of my way to hate on something that literally will never affect my life, ever?
I think it comes down to people think that their ideology should rule over whatever everybody else is doing. So the fact that somebody else thinks having an abortion at 6 weeks is murder, whereas somebody else doesn't, the person that does think it's murder is going to want to push their ideology and push their beliefs on you. Just like if somebody's
gay, you know what else is murder? They're
gonna push their beliefs of homophobic.
You know what else is murder? Going to war and killing innocent kids on the regular.
Yeah.
Innocent families in the regular in the Middle East. That's also murder. But are you ready to have that conversation yet, or we're just going to act blind to that? What's going on in Syria? It's absolute murder. But hey, you know, who am I? What do I know? You know, but
I don't understand.
Maybe
it's not for me to understand. I don't know.
I just think something has to change, and that's all it comes down to. Like, something has to give, and it starts with us. It starts with getting educated on who's running. It starts with us actually going to the polls and making a difference. And we've gotten better. But we clearly see that there's still a lot of work to do.
I mean, this is what people were pushing for Stacey.
Yeah. And I asked on Twitter, too, like, is there anything we can really do to combat the situation? And thank you to the people who replied. Thank you, Devon and Remy. Because they definitely gave me some more insight. But just, you know, doing your research for your upcoming local and state elections in your area. Supporting any family and friends that might be a victim to this bill. Donate to organizations such as the ACLU or Planned Parenthood. Because they're planning to prepare some lawsuits against the government to oppose these bans.
Because it's unconstitutional. Roe versus Wade. We did this. We went over this already. Like,
And you can also volunteer to be an abortion clinic escort, which is something I plan on looking into doing.
I've heard about that.
You know, just to get to do my part in this. And you know me, I'd be ready to fight. So, if anybody touched me, that's assault right there. So it's self-defense after that point. Hey. Yeah, you can scream all you want, but when you touch me, bro, all right, now you showing me that you don't respect my boundaries, and I got to handle this.
I would hope they don't got people out there like trying to hit women and stuff that go to abortion clinics. Because I know they always got people like protesting and stuff outside of abortion clinics. Mm-hmm. But I hope they don't got people out there touching people and trying to hurt women and stuff like that.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest with you, bro. So I definitely think I need to do some research on, like, where the abortion clinics are at in the Metro Atlanta area, and then just find some time to get that done. But I really want to do it. I definitely think when it comes to stuff like this, we as men have to play our role in this situation. We have to support somehow, some way.
Yeah.
It's not about us, but it's about the greater good. And that's what it just comes down to at the end of the day. So I suggest everybody do the same. You know, you don't have to take my route, but there are other routes to handle this. Or just being educated, honestly.
Yeah, if it's something you believe in, if it's something that you feel like is unjust and unfair, you know, let it be known.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Speaking about Alabama, since Alabama was one of the states to create an abortion bill in the last couple of weeks, I did want to also talk about how they are actually banning the new Arthur episode that had Mr. Ratburn marry his domestic partner. And
cancel the whole state.
Somebody tweeted, you know, Alabama will allow an 11-year-old to be pregnant, but they won't allow an episode of Arthur to be run because of that scene. And that just really shows you how Alabama is. Like, that's true Alabama. Like, if I could think of any other state to match that statement, it would be Alabama, no doubt.
They said he probably would have showed it if he was marrying his cousin.
Yeah, if he was still marrying his actual sister. Because I think that's actually what they were trying to stop him, because they thought that he was marrying his sister, but then it turns out he was marrying a man. So I'm sure if it turned out he was marrying a sister, they probably would have aired that episode. No questions asked. It's still Roll Tide, but Alabama, you have to do better, man. This is.
Or you know what? You know what I'm thinking? I mean, honestly, this should be a state for everybody. The people that believe all that stuff, go to Alabama, do what you do, whatever you want. If there's women that feel like they should not have the option to have an abortion after 6 weeks, you can live in Alabama. Mm-hmm. For people who feel the opposite, Denver is right there. They come, honestly, acting like the anti-Alabama, anti-Georgia type place.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Everybody do what you do. But you can't. This whole forcing people to do things is just the craziest thing to me.
And I do want to ask you a question about that. Do you think it's still appropriate now to parents to have a talk to their kids about homosexuality? Like, do you think it's one of those things that you have to sit down and talk to your kids about?
I think you talk about it just as much as you talk about any other sexuality. I think the talk about how your identification and how, you know, love can be a spectrum and things like that,
mm-hmm,
is just a smaller part of a big conversation about sex, about safe sex, about safe intimate relationships, about having healthy relationships, and mm-hmm, things like that. So I don't think it's a separate conversation, but I think it is within, you know, it's a spec under that entire conversation, I guess, that parents have.
Yeah.
I never got the sex talk, so. Just kind of happened.
I just want to say that it's 2019. I think if you are trying to hide stuff like that or hide gay people or gay culture away from your kids, the way life works, you can only hide stuff from them for so long until they find it out on their own.
Yeah.
I just feel like being gay is not taboo. It's normal. It's a normal thing. It should have always been a normal thing. I almost said something else. I guess I can say it. Just like being black should be a normal thing. Like, no, the two are not comparable in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But in terms of those two different plights being opposed, or having some type of oppression behind it, I think that it should be normal now. Like, it shouldn't be, they're trying to force this down our throat, or they're trying to force this on our kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's a normal thing now. Like, they didn't have the platforms to speak about it. Because you have to think about it, back in the day, like, there was probably a reason why you didn't see as many gay characters on TV, because that's not what the TV producers of these hot big corporations wanted, probably.
And it was probably, you know, I think people don't understand that disagree with it, is there was probably if just as much, if not more, gay people then. They just weren't,
you know, they just weren't out there. Yeah, you know, there
was definitely still people. I mean, how many actors from back in the day and stuff like that do people talk about being like they realized that they were gay? People mm-hmm. realized that they were gay when they're older. They probably been gay.
Yeah.
And they've been had these, you know, feelings and things like that, but they didn't feel like they couldn't express it because it was not in the norm. It was not what people would agree with.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think at this point you can't hide this from people. Like, you really can't. It's here now. I do think you like you said earlier, you should talk about just how you talk about every other sexuality, you know. But for me to say, oh, they're forcing this down our throats, it's just like, no, they just have a platform now to speak.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think that just kind of says more about your character as a person than that does about them. Yeah. Because, I mean, it all boils down to everybody should have their own, everybody should be able to live their own life no matter who they are as a person. Like, it doesn't matter if you're this person or that person. Like, that should not affect you from getting the best possibilities out of this life than the next person. Yeah, the next person after that.
Yeah,
I agree. And it goes back to the abortion bill with women. Like, everybody should be able to live their life the same as the next person, regardless of if they have this thing or whatever. And it's just crazy that we still have people that don't understand that concept, and that we still have to have this discussion. This isn't rocket science. This is common sense.
Yeah. I mean, I completely don't understand it. But again, maybe it's just not my place to understand it. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
It don't seem like it.
I don't know, man. All right, do you want to talk about Drake real quick and what's going on with NBA real quick? Because it looks like... Oh, before we... Two more things. Mm-hmm. I think we actually do have a lot of stuff to talk about. I do want to say shout out to Tommy Lauren. I definitely did not expect to see her siding with the right side on the abortion bill. What she did, and that's what I was like, wow, this is some crazy shit, man. So shout out to her. I also want to say shout out to Lil Nas X, man. I'm really happy for dude, and he's getting his money. This man bought Billy Ray Cyrus a Maserati, and I was really surprised about that. He bought him a Maserati. I did not know he was making that type of money. But I'm really happy for Lil Nas X. I'm glad he's making all of these colonizers so upset, especially getting that Wrangler deal. Oh, they were so
sold
sick.
Out, baby.
They were so sick. Were so sick. Like, they were really hurt about that.
I mean, when you can sell out shirts, he got $40 shirts on Wranglers that sold out, and then $139 jeans or $129 jeans that sold out on Wrangler. So, I mean, the kid is getting his money, dog, and I it is what it is. I'm loving it.
I hope he has more music to back up this momentum.
I heard one song that kind of slapped, but it was like a 10-second snip, so we'll see. But I don't know. Apparently, he says he does. He also trolls, though, so you never know.
He does troll a lot. He definitely does. Man, he definitely trolls a lot, no questions asked. But I'm really happy for him. I just wanted to shout him out real quick because I love what he's doing right now. I love that he's getting all his momentum. What else? Meek Mill will be getting a new judge and a new trial. The Philadelphia District Attorney mentioned that earlier this week, so I definitely wanted to bring some light onto that. You know, definitely the work that Meek has been doing is definitely, he's receiving the karma of that, the good karma of that. Because, you know, he's definitely spoke about his judge before. and really speaking about how just her being a black judge and the way she's been treating him this whole process has really almost made him hate his own people. Mm-hmm. So it's good that he's getting some justice to this because, you know, as we all know, he went to jail last time for literally riding a dirt bike on the street.
Yeah. And I think if you didn't see the bias from that previous judge, I mean, it was pretty obvious. It was like, it was clear.
It was to the point.
He missed the show in Dubai.
Yeah.
$500,000. Like, because she wanted to approve the date, like, a week late or something like that. Like, come on, dog. There's certain things that I think are just blatant and obvious, and I'm glad it's finally coming to light that this person is biased and he deserves a new judge.
Yeah, I mean, it was even to the point to where she was asking for this man to put him in a rap song type shit.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Jesus. So, yeah, come on.
This is great news for Meek. I'm really glad that he's getting a new trial and a new judge, because she wasn't gonna let that man free. I'm gonna tell you that now, the way things were going. So that's great news to hear.
Man, shout out to Meek, man.
Shout out to Meek for real. All right, so Drake has been feeling himself lately. you know, he's not been keeping himself busy musically, but in sports, he's definitely been keeping himself entertained. It's been funny to see the reaction to, what was it, game 5 or game 4 of the Raptors.
Coach shoulders?
Yeah, man. People are really upset about that, man. And they're just like, why is Drake doing that? But Drake is like the global ambassador for the Raptors, right? Like
he actually works with them,
like, mm-hmm. in a sense. Like, he actually represents a brand. Like, he knows the leadership there pretty well, like really well. And I know he didn't like build a facility for it, but he like has like the OVO facility for the Raptors and shit. Like, dude literally even had OVO jerseys for them. Like, they have an OVO night for the Raptors.
They have an OVO night?
Yeah, like, they have, like, custom, like, OVO jerseys, and I believe they actually wore for a game. So, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. He Team Jordan.
I don't understand where this is coming from. Like, why people are so blindsided that Drake got it like that. Like, come on, y'all. Stop playing the boy, man. Stop playing the boy.
Yeah, I think it's like people, like, he's basically a more involved version of Spike Lee. Because, I mean, Spike Lee and the Knicks, like, Spike Lee be there all the time, but Drake...
But Spike and who's the big celebrity that used to be with the Showtime Lakers? Jack Nicholson?
Oh, yeah, Jack Nicholson.
He used to be a talker.
Front row. Every game.
So this is not anything new. But yeah, bro, the OVO jerseys, like, they be like,
oh,
they
that's
really,
hard.
Like, Drake really be
that's
doing this,
hard.
Bro. You know?
North. Okay.
Drake really about this shit.
Okay.
So I don't understand what the issue is. Like, Drake really is involved with these niggas, bro.
I think people just say the grabbing the shoulders was a little bit too much. But, I mean, to me, hey, if the coach don't got a problem with it, then...
Yeah, if the coach don't have a problem with it, why do y'all have a problem with it?
And he probably put money in the coach's pocket. So, I mean...
He's definitely brought some more eyes to the Raptors. No questions asked.
I mean, he got quieter. Well, not he didn't get quieter, but, I mean, you know, you should expect this. When a big star was coming, he was going to start to show out because mm-hmm. he knew this might be the Raptors' first time in the final.
Yeah.
Might be. We'll see.
I honestly, bro, I think the Raptors are going to the finals, man.
I hope so, because we lost to the Raptors. So I hope we could just say that we lost.
The Raptors already showed that they can beat Milwaukee at their house. So I think it's happening. Even if they lose at home, I think they could win in the game 7. I really think so.
I'll take Kawhi over
I'd definitely take him over Giannis.
Yeah. Giannis. No, I was about to try to say his last name, but I cannot.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I'm taking Kawhi. Okay.
So, yeah. Hey, your boy LeBron out here getting third All-NBA, man.
Oh, psh.
What's going on, man?
No, when I seen it, I was like, this is ridiculous. I think, well, no, it was an injury year for him. It was a slow year. I feel it. But come on, we know what LeBron's the best player in the game. Come on.
Honestly, I don't know. What was he,
28-8? And on a bad year? This is arguably, people would say, his worst year ever.
But it goes back to me. Where did the points, where were they scored? What quarter were they scored? That's what goes back to me. Because it's all good if you score all these points in the first three quarters, but what about the crunch time? That's where it just comes down to me.
And the free throws.
Come on now. LeBron's missing a lot of free throws this season, man.
Look, I think, and I hate the Lakers, I think y'all win the finals next year, for sure. Well, not for sure.
I'm not saying that until I know who we get.
I think y'all win. What if y'all get KD?
We're not getting KD. KD is not going to LA. If he's going to LA, he's going to the Clippers. But he's not trying to play LeBron.
Oh, I mean, shoot. Kyrie? Kyrie goes to the Lakers?
I would like to see that.
I would like to see that happen.
That might be a problem. No, not might be. That would
That'd
be a problem.
That'd definitely be a problem, for sure.
The Knicks might be. Well, not the Knicks, because they're going to suck. But.
Nah, if the Knicks can get KD. If they can get KD, AD, and. Ooh. And. I don't know if Kyrie's going to New York. I still don't know about that. But just KD and Kyrie alone, like, if they're able to trade their number three pick and then some young talent to the Pelicans, so the Pelicans can get RJ Barrett for Zion, I could see that happening. But who knows? Who knows?
Zion with the Pelicans. Ugh.
I'm surprised Kemba Walker made it to an All-NBA team. I do think they slided Clay on that. Rudy Gobert, I did not see making first team.
Who?
Rudy Gobert.
Oh.
It was Curry, Harden, Paul George.
Yeah, and
Nurkic.
Yeah,
Nurkic, and then
Giannis.
Yeah. And. Honestly, the Denver dude, I don't know. I think he could have been taken off first team, to be honest. Definitely don't know about Paul George being false team.
That was very.
I think he could have been a solid second team.
Good pick, a weird pick for me.
But I definitely didn't see him as first team for sure.
It's his first time. He's a four-time third team honoree, and this is first time being first team.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Also,
James Harden.
But let's wrap NBA talk and then go to Game of Thrones real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're getting close on time. Oh. Game of Thrones. So we didn't talk about season 5 or episode 5 or episode 6. So we're gonna talk about everything. We're gonna talk about the season as a whole. I got a couple things. One, I told y'all what was going to happen. Days before it happened, I thought I was playing, but yes.
I did not think that was going to happen.
Bran is the new king of the Six Kingdoms. Jon Snow is the king of the, the people free beyond folk. The wall, the free folk, king of the free folk. Sansa is now queen of the North. Arya is setting off a new adventure.
Arya is Christopher Columbus.
Overall, I thought this was a great season. Mm-hmm. It wasn't their best season, but when you have this many character development and whatnot, I think you would have a little challenge trying to wrap it all up. But I was satisfied how they ended it. I was totally cool with it. I just think it was a great run. I'm sad that we no longer have Game of Thrones anymore. I know a lot of people were upset about season 8, even to the fact that there was a petition that had over a million signatures to redo season 8.
The most white privileged thing I've ever seen in my life.
You know, I think what ended up happening is the fact that people were left for 2 years without Game of Thrones, so they just made their own fantasy world. And then when reality did not meet their expectations, everybody got upset. Because everybody thought in their head of what they wanted, but just because you didn't get what you wanted doesn't mean that it was a bad show.
That's the catch-22, too, is everybody wants something unpredictable.
And then when unpredictable happens...
Yeah, you come up with every single thing in the world that can happen, and they do the one thing you don't think can happen, and now you're saying it's corny. But you still want something unpredictable. Like, you want something impossible.
Yeah. Or even, like, people complaining about, like, Jon being a Targaryen and the whole purpose of that was not being used. Well, the reason why he needed to have that is because he was literally the ultimate decision between the world suffering, being burned alive, or the realm being alive. Like,
and if, just like Varys said, whenever a Targaryen is born, there's a coin that's flipped, and the world waits to see what side is going to land on. And the whole, you saw the two sides of the coin. You saw Daenerys and you saw Jon. They're both Targaryens. You can see which side of the coin that each one flipped on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you go back to Valeris, Danny's, I might be saying his name wrong, but Danny's older brother, you saw that he was seemingly that he was already crazy from the beginning. From the first season.
Yeah.
And just, he had that crazy gene in him. Then you saw it come out in Daenerys, what he had inside of him in the first season. You see that in Daenerys in the 8th season.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jon comes in and is the, again, the other side of that coin. And then, the whole thing about Bran, which we talked about earlier, but Bran made the biggest chess move ever. Bran telling Samwell.
Bran literally orchestrated season 8.
But Bran put himself on the throne. He finessed the throne.
He literally did.
Without doing nothing. What is more Game of Thrones than that? What is more Game of Thrones than...
Because if it was a Littlefinger that did it, nobody would got upset. But Bran had his own tactics. He had his own goals and missions that he needed to get done, and he got it done.
Only thing he couldn't finesse is a good nickname.
Oh, yeah, Bran the Broken. I mean, but that was referenced in the book. Bran the Broken actually is in the book. But that shit's still trash as fuck. I'm sorry,
Bran the Baller. Big Baller Bran something, dog.
King Bran just would have been enough right there.
Yeah, King Bran. Bran the Lord.
But I also think it's good that you have somebody who's emotionless, because emotions will not be a deciding factor for decisions, which is another good reason that Bran is actually king, because he doesn't have emotions anymore. Like, he lost that part of him when he came to Three-Eyed Raven.
Mm-hmm. And I think anybody good for the realm, anybody who's there for the realm, is going to be the person that's best for the king. Mm-hmm. They don't have any, like, obligations to any money or anything like that.
I feel like Jon got what he wanted at the end of the day. I think, you know, him being bound to something by heritage did not let him be the person he wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
He never wanted to be king of anything, literally. So I think him getting sent to the other side of the wall was good for him. Like, he needed that to be himself.
Yeah.
So, all the Starks got what they wanted. They really did. Like, Sansa got the North. She's queen there. Arya's doing her own thing now.
Yeah.
Jon does not have to be bound to heritage. He's no longer a bastard anymore. Like, none of that.
Yeah, Bran. Jon knows his true identity. That's one of the things from the first season. Again, he told before he went to the Night's Watch the first time. He asked Ned Stark, he was like, keep talking about my mother. He's like, next time we see each other, you talk about your mother. And you could tell that throughout that whole season, or throughout the whole show, really, that was the one question for him that was really left unanswered. Mm-hmm. He had nothing about his mom, but he asked about it in season one, never
got an answer. I think John had a big identity crisis. I think that was his character arc. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You know, he was always a bastard, and he never really felt like a true Stark.
That was the one knock against him.
Yeah.
Because he was the bastard.
And then everybody let him know that he was a bastard. Like, everybody.
Always. Yeah, Tyrion. And he would be like, yeah, well, I'm a dwarf. All dwarves are bastards in their father's eyes. So, like, we're basically the same.
Yeah.
No matter what John did, the only thing that would always, the knock that would come back at him is, well, you're a bastard. You're the son of a whore. So, like, you know, where's your stake to anything?
Yeah. Damn, Catelyn Stark hated him for nothing. No damn reason. Hater. What else happened? People were upset about Daenerys turning into the Mad Queen, and I predicted that in our last episode that she was going to turn into the Mad Queen. A lot of people people were surprised that she turned into the Mad Queen, or that was rushed. But I feel like they've been giving us snippets for a while.
Yeah.
Remember?
It wasn't rushed.
Back in Marine when she executed that boy because he killed one of the, like, assassins that were trying to kill the queen.
Right.
But it wasn't his duty to do it, so they still sacrificed him. That was a warning. Season 2, she said that she would literally burn down cities.
Mm-hmm.
Literally said that in Season 2. So, like, come on, y'all. And then killing Sam Tarly's dad and brother and still not having no regrets when she told Sam, like, come on, y'all. Stop that.
She said she's going to rule with fear and blood.
Stop that, man.
Yeah, man.
Y'all acting brand new, man. Like, y'all didn't watch the damn show.
Well, some people just watched the last season.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Some people watched the recap, and then they was like, well, this ain't what I wanted. Like, come on, dog. You new to this. You ain't true to this.
Yeah, man. I really sat back and just enjoyed this season. I just feel like a lot of people were just so pressed about because it didn't go their way.
Six episodes.
They can only do so much in six episodes.
Six episodes, I think.
Now, the only thing I will say is, though, because they said that HBO gave them the resources to make more episodes or more seasons. I don't know why. But at the same time, though, I did watch a video about George R.R. Martin talking about, like, you know, what he thought about the ending and just Game of Thrones overall. And he said that David and Dan were, for years, they said they were only doing 7 seasons.
Yeah.
They said that for a minute. So they actually got convinced to do an 8th season. So it's not probably like
about the popularity of the show.
You know? So it's not like, you know, they're just, all right, fuck everybody, we're trying to do Star Wars. Like, they really were only planning to do 7 seasons.
Yeah.
And with all that George R.R. Martin has done with those books, it's hard to tie up that in 7 seasons. And then also go past the books, too.
Yeah.
I just feel like everybody was upset, my nigga, make your own damn show. And go to HBO, get your budget, and make that shit happen. And then we can talk.
Still top show. Best show I've ever seen in my life.
It's top 2 for sure. Without a doubt. No questions asked. But, like I said, I'm sad that it's ending. I am glad that... Also, too, a lot of people are upset about Cersei's death. And you see how it tied in literally the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
You needed that scene of Tyrion, grieving over the loss of his brother and sister, having that moment. And then I love the fact, too, that they had A Song of Fire and Ice in the show as an actual book. That was really dope. And then Brienne writing in Jaime's part in the Knight's book. That was really dope. I enjoyed that scene.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really satisfying ending.
I enjoyed it.
I really did, man. Danny had to die, like I said. You know, that was gonna happen. There was really no other way around that.
Yeah, I think the people that died the right way.
I think so,
Cersei
too.
Cersei died in her lover's arms. Excuse me, so did Jaime. Varys died for making the decision to protect the realm, which he always said, I'm for the realm, since season one. Yeah, man, I think everything happened how it was supposed to happen. Honestly.
I agree. Any other final thoughts about Game of Thrones? Oh, I did want to say, too, is they are starting to film the prequels for it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And one of them, I think, is actually supposed to be coming out next year, a year after Game of Thrones end. And that's supposed to be like based like 5,000 years before Game of Thrones, I believe. I think that actually might be about The Long Night. But yeah, like leading up to Long Night.
It's called The Long Night, but I don't know if they changed the name of it, but it's called The Long Night. Yeah. It's about how the White Walkers got created, the first man, children of the forest, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. So all you motherfuckers on Twitter that was hating about us Game of Thrones fans going crazy on Twitter.
It ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going no fucking where, nigga.
Arya need to get her own spinoff too.
Nah, they closing that book, bro. They're never going back.
I need that.
They're never going back to Game of Thrones.
Macy.
That chapter's done. But yeah, man, I'm gonna miss Game of Thrones. I am. I really am.
Best show I've ever seen in my life, man. Honestly. Top one and it ain't one. Or top, that was bad.
Hell yeah.
Top two.
You dumb bitch.
Top two and it ain't two.
Okay. So next that we have on the agenda is Atlanta Green Book segment. And shout out to our pros about this because they actually gave us inspiration for this week's Black Business. But Tom, I'm going to let you go ahead and handle that one.
So, let me pull up the article. But this place is it's three best friends who opened up a black-owned pizza business in Nashville, and then they brought that pizza business down to Atlanta. They also have, obviously, their home location in Nashville. But EJ Reed, Clint Gray, and Derek Moore, who were kind of like grade school friends, grade school best friends, they created this idea to have a local pizza place in their neighborhood to where a lot of the local youth and stuff could go. They noticed that there was not, they wanted to kind of represent the music scene out there and all the history and stuff that comes from there. Like Jimi Hendrix and like Ray Charles, and also it being a hub for like HBCUs and stuff like that, like TSU and Meharry. So they created this pizza place called, let me get the name correct so I don't mess it up, Slim and Huskies. So Slim and Huskies pizza and Berea. So this place is dope. It has a great take on pizza. They create a lot of different types of pizza, and they really embrace a lot of the culture. Like in Atlanta, it's like a real hip-hoppy type of urban culture, and it takes heed to a lot of history that's coming from the streets that it's built upon. So if you have the time and if you feel like you got a knack and you're trying to get some pizza, I highly encourage you go to Slim and Huskies. They got some great pizza. They got a five cheese pizza made with Gouda that would probably tear your stomach up, have you in the bathroom for a couple weeks.
Oh, God, bro. I'll eat that whole.
It's worth it. Yeah, shout out to them, man. Slim and Husky. Go check them out.
And it's actually funny about that, too, because I did see somebody mention them on Twitter, and I took a screenshot because the pizza they put in the, the image they attached.
The pizza looks great, dog. Like, the pizza looks amazing.
I would fuck that shit up. So, I actually want to go within the next 2 weeks because I really do want to try the pizza. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah, this looks so good.
All right, so for all things considered, we have Robert Smith is actually pledging to pay off the Morehouse graduate student loans.
Praise it.
Dog, I'm so happy for them and so jealous at the same time, bro.
Dog, I know.
Why does all this shit
happen
after I graduate, bro?
Next year, Oh, I hope next year. Please. Somebody.
Because now niggas got to start doing this more
please,
often.
Please, somebody.
This is a big chess move, bro. You can't be a commencement speaker and not do anything like this now.
Everybody's side-eyeing you. If you're not paying off debt, people
like, you might get booed at this point,
bro.
All
you got is a speech? Like, what?
Like, bitch, I need my shit paid off. What the fuck is you talking? Why are you here, bro? You can't do nothing for me, man. So shout out to Robert Smith doing that, man. That's crazy. Like, that's real big, man, for somebody to really do that. I can't believe. Honestly, I would have cried. If a nigga would have told me at graduation that you were paying my student.
I would have shed tears. Dog. Big tears.
I think that's like $40 million, I believe.
Yeah, $40
million. Crazy. That's absolutely insane, man. But that's why I just need to be rich so I can give back like that. That's the type of shit I want to be on. I can just pull up to a graduation. You know what? I'm paying for everybody's student loans, man.
Shit, I wish, man. Damn, that's crazy. Jesus. I'm crossing my fingers. Next year, Georgia State, somebody, please.
Shit, at least half, bruh. Somebody just fuck with me on half of my student loans, bruh. Just throw me something, man. Shit. $40 million, man.
Shout out to Morehouse, man. Shout out to class of 2019.
These niggas not only got Barack Obama, but they got a nigga to pay off all their student loans, bruh. I fucked up. I clearly went to the wrong school, dog. I clearly went to the wrong fucking school, man. Wow. Insane, man. Insane. That's all I gotta say. But that is it. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of In General. If y'all haven't already, please follow us on social media, on Twitter and IG at In General Show. I had a lapse because I thought I had something else to say, but I don't. You can also follow us on our personal accounts, D-Bassy on Twitter. I'm sorry, D_Bassy on Twitter, D-Bassy on IG. Ty's is Ty's Instagram and all of that he's going to say because he knows I don't know his shit by heart.
BLBCKTY_ on Twitter, you heard?
So yeah, follow us, talk to us. Let us know what you want to hear on the podcast, all of that great stuff. Mm-hmm. If you find something that you think we should talk about, let us know.
Yes.
Like always, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Stay black and stay beautiful.
Adios.
Peace.